Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex. Default location, default route. On this glorious 50-something degree Monday. It's definitely not a thank God it's Monday. I'm kind of excited about today. I'm kind of excited about it being Monday. Woke up this morning. Mr. Scale told me 204.6, which is down. No, 204.6, I think, or 4. One of them, which is down about a half a pound from last Monday. And the significance of that being, after 2 days of laying around and indulging and eating and just being lazy and sincerely considering missing my getting my 10,000 steps, which I did not do either day, because with the time change and the weather, I can wake up, lay around, eat, go back to bed, nap, get up, and it's still only like 4:30. I made ribs, took the frozen ribs out, my Kroger brand, bacon and bag ribs, Kansas City style. Loving them damn thing. Threw them in, an hour and a half, lay back down. Kind of lay there just, you know, just being to myself and on the phone and looking at my videos. And, you know, just exploring, having that free time. Ate. Not only did I eat, I ate potato tots, french fries. I think I made a hamburger. And I had the ribs, a little bit of ribs. And then after that, I had some cookies. I had cookies and a lemon pie. So I kind of stuffed myself a Saturday. I said, I don't care. Laid back down. It's probably only like 1 p.m. Got up at 4 o'clock. I was like, you know what? I can go ahead and get it in. It's a nice day out. It was sunny. I think it was like 70 degrees for crying out loud. And I knew it wasn't going to get dark until like 7. Not that I'm worried about walking out in the dark, but that would have been a very easy excuse not to do it. So now let me go. It felt good to get out and to get that steps, you know, those steps in. And because it definitely helps. It definitely helps. And I came home and laid around some more next 2 days. So to actually come in a half a pound or so less than I did last Monday is a definite win. Even though I may not see it that way because I'm greedy and I expect to drop down more. But anyway, I was also thinking, you know how sometimes these Mondays be, thank God it's Monday. Oh my God, I'm so glad it's Monday. Thank God it's Monday. Today is just like a Monday, you know? Or could have been, oh my God, I don't want to work today. Oh, I don't want to work today. Now the emotion, be it positive or negative, whichever way you want to look at it, no matter the direction the emotion is going, is an event and it's something to do. It's something to react to. Today is just like, meh. But I feel good. You know, I feel good. So I guess it's not really blah. Because I do feel kind of good. But the point was, would you rather have something that triggers any emotion, regardless of what direction that motion is triggered in, than to have nothing, just to be flat? Because at least if your trigger, your emotions are triggered to go backward, whichever backward. See, I'm talking subjectively, because I don't, good or bad, it's just too hard to distinguish, even though you probably understand what I'm saying. A mood or a feeling that you feel detrimental, you know, negative, whatever. You know what I'm saying. I just don't like to use the word good or bad. So if you say you're triggered with an emotion that takes you backwards or slows you down or whatever, that's something to do. That's something that you have to focus on. Like when I was unemployed all those years, I knew what my job was every day. I didn't have to wake up and wonder what I was going to do that day. I need to go look for a job. My every waking moment, I gotta go look for a job. There's something to that. Like somebody once said, I guess in the Russian state, the fact that, you know, people would line up every day to go stand in line to complain about there being no bread was something to do. That was a thing. You know, just even if they woke up morning, got dressed, and went down and hollered at the state officials or whatever about getting bread and being poor and this and that was something to do. And it hit me that back then, a long time ago, 20 years ago or so, that something to do may be more important than feeling good and having nothing to do, especially over a long period, especially for us human beings over a long period. We need something. We need something. It just can't be too tranquil all the time. We need something. And whether it be up or down, something that triggers you, something that pushes you towards activism, or something you want to fight against, some kind of something you don't feel is moral, something you want to eliminate, something, and with something that you would probably look at as bad, you know, something that you would look at as negative, or something that needs to get rid of, that's your thing. So that means you wake up every morning with that on your mind to go out and fight that fight, you know, to accomplish what you want to accomplish, to rid the world of this or that, or to make the world a better place. That's something to do. And I realized, experienced this little cushy life that I've attained every now and then, that having nothing to do can be painful. Having nothing to do, nothing interested in, can be painful. You know, oh no, I would love to just sit on the beach. I would love to just lay around for blah, blah, blah. Not me. Even though I do it for every 2 days, even though I do it just about every chance I get, it's different. Because I got to work. I got to go to that job that I do love so much that I complain about. Complaining about the best job in the world. You hear me? I'm complaining about the best job in the world. And I still haven't looked at that leave of absence paper yet to see what is available to me. But there's some appointments I can make to talk to people. I may do that. But the bottom line is, until that leave of absence is in place, I got to keep working and not miss no day's work. And I feel I can do that. Also, on my walk yesterday, I went to my Microsoft OneNote and start laying out all the vacation days and P-Funk dates and travel dates, et cetera, that I'm gonna need. Looks like I got a possibility of going to 7 shows. Oh, between now and May 20th, in a month. Between Ventura, California and Washington, D.C. And the way I got it factored, it's going to take me about 61 hours of PTO. The way it's factored now. That's like taking partial days off, taking full days off for travel, taking the days off I have to take off when I'm in Ohio because I can't be in the office. All that is factored in. Like 61 hours. I even think I got an hour for a Wednesday that I gotta use to travel back on. Because I gotta stay till Sunday. I gotta stay till Sunday for granddaughter's recital. And I usually fly back on a Saturday. So I'm gonna have to actually use a day to fly back. Which is okay. And by then I should have, you know, PTO accumulates. So it'll be interesting to see. It'll be very, very interesting to see. And I guess worst case scenario, whatever, I just have to drop the Oakland and Pittsburgh shows, which may or may not kill me. I'm not sure. It may or may not kill me. This dude got like, this homie got the setup. Got like a motorcycle in there. Probably got a generator, TV, big screen. So, that's where we are. Well, kinda. That's partially where we're at. So I gotta figure some stuff out. It's gonna be close. It's gonna be close. And I think I factored in a couple extra days in there too to make it really fat. Like the day after the DC show I took off or something like that because I gotta fly to Cleveland. The idea is to go to the show, DC, get to the airport, go to the show, DC, fly to Cleveland the next morning, rent a car, take the car to the rental car place, bring it to my daughter's, sleep, then work 3 to 11 that day. That's asking a lot, to put it mildly. That's kind of asking a lot. But if I could stay at a PTO day and get through it, and then Friday, you know, because once you, I should be on California time, so it shouldn't be that bad. It's just the whole thing of how much sleep I get the day and night before is the big question. And coming there to granddaughter and daughter, ain't no rest there. Ain't no getting no rest there. So I might have to get a hotel in Cleveland. Sleep it off. But it's only one day of activity. Ooh, I get a hotel in Cleveland and work. That's what I could do. Get a hotel in Cleveland. Work from Cleveland. See, that way I could sleep. That doesn't matter. And not only that, well, it kind of doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Excuse me, can you hear that? Hope you didn't. Anyway, it's good to know that the digestive system is functioning. So we'll see. We'll see. I think the tour opens up in Oakland, and it's on a Friday. If it was on a Saturday, I'd have been there. Santa Cruz show is on a Saturday. I could easily make that one. But I kind of vowed to stay away from Santa Cruz. I did not find the atmosphere there pleasing. Not threatening, it wasn't scary. You know, everybody's nice, super nice. You know, everything's all cool, you know. It's a little too hippied out for me. And they don't dance on beat at all. And that really irritates me. But, you know, who knows? We'll see. You never know how things change. And so I get to the Oakland show. Figure out a way to say I would have to take the day off. There's no way around that. I would have to take the day off. Unless I was to drive up there Thursday night after work, get a hotel room, or stay at Rick's house, wake up, work 12 to 6, and then go to the show. Leave. Take 6 hours to get there. We better check it to the hotel. Yeah, see. Just trying to make it complicated and fun. Not so much worried about the money. Just trying to make it, you know, complicated and fun. Gotta start doing my taxes too. I already started. I just gotta get, make sure I put some focus on my taxes while it's too early. Fairly early. Gonna finish, get ahead of the curve. In case there's something that jumps out at me that I need some, spend some time on. Don't want to be caught by a deadline. But a deadline up in my face. So, we'll see. I'll get back to work today. I go into our payroll time clock software. Start punching in numbers. See what the numbers say. What I do is I push the date till May. I'll push the date till May 20th. And it'll tell me how much PTO I would accrue up until that point. Not including the time I would take out during that, which I already got factored. So we'll see. We'll see. And I'm looking to cut corners here, cut corners there. You know, working a half a day. I'll talk to my boss to see if I can start an hour early, work 11 to 5, get off at 5, whatever. But I don't think those 2 or 3 hours really matter. And one day, going to Anaheim, I'm going to give myself 3.5 hours. I'm going to really get off early. Anyhow, P-Funk coming up. Excited about that. Excited about the weather change. Excited about my weight being down. Am I really excited? No. Am I really excited? Not really. I mean, come on, man. I'm 62 years old. I'll be 63 years old. Been there, done that. But it's still exciting. It's still fun. It's still exciting and fun. Life is. I mean, life is. Worked on some music very briefly yesterday. Very briefly. Did a few things to see if I can get a certain sound that I wanted. What I'm going to have to do is just take the laptop in the car and do some adjusting and mixing in the car. Because the sound that I can hear the sound that I want very clearly in the car. Not so much in headphones or in the studio monitor. But in the car, I'm like, ooh, that's it. That's it right there. Anyway, happy Monday. I mean, you know, blah, blah. Here we are. Ready for it. Or ready to... Yeah, ready for it. Yeah, I'm ready for it. My new mindset. My new understanding. White glove service, take your time. one email at a time, you know, attention to detail, concentrate on what's in front of you. And I've been told many a time, many a time to slow down. I've been told many a time to slow down. From bosses. And not just from fellow government employees. I mean, and not from government employees telling me as a contractor, basically stop showing them up, making half the money they make, doing twice as much work as they do, and doing it with smile and style on my face, looking good, confident. But I knew I had to do it that way. I knew I had to put on that show for them, yeah, but for me too, to get my juju up, to get my game up sharp so I can go out there. I had to overperform to get myself the confidence to go out there. When I sit in front of somebody, let them, here's what I did. While I was there, I did this. You know? Not sure why I went down that road. Probably talking about a job or something. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We shall see when I sit down in that chair after I get my broccoli and my cottage cheese. Oh, the splashdown was this week. I'm glad to see people showed up for it. Tony Cam, Robin Circle the P, and the usual suspects were there. In ways I wish I would have supported or went. And in ways I don't, Danny Bedrosian and Secret Army played. So it was good. I'm sure they had a good time. I know they had a good time. Because that's about the people. And that's about the event. And I've experienced spending time with those people before. So I know. Just waiting on the next one. We're just waiting on the next one. No New Orleans show. That kind of struck me as strange. You know I love New Orleans, New Orleans P-Funk show. That kind of struck me as strange. I doubt if anymore, it's getting close to the time to where they need to be posted. So I don't know if, you know, any more gonna get posted or not. But, my arm. Don't know what you're seeing, don't care. It's all about the sound of my voice and the utterance to come from my mouth. Been listening to an audiobook, The History of Philosophy. Basically, going through Plato, through Socrates, through Rome, through Francis Bacon, basically, the cover of Rough. Plato and Aristotle. Oh, that's, I forget Aristotle, oh my God. How could I forget Aristotle? Aristotle came after Socrates. And they all were killed. I think they all were killed. Persecuted for their beliefs and thoughts, pretty much. Executed or killed or suffered so much for going against the status quo that, you know, either died or commit suicide or executed or exiled or something. I think what I didn't know and realize was Plato knew Socrates and Aristotle. I think they all kind of knew each other. No, Plato and Plato, Socrates, Aristotle. I think they may have ran in the same circle and kind of studied under each other. I guess maybe how the philosophy was passed on. I don't know. Got to study a little bit more now that I have a somewhat glimpse of what all the Greek philosophy and those names I've heard all my life. You know, kind of a good idea of what they may or may not mean. Alien franchise is back on Hulu. So I started watching Covenant. Covenant seemed pretty good. I tried to watch them in order. I think I started watching Covenant, then I stopped. And I went back to the beginning. And I watched 1, 2, 3. And I watched Resurrection and Prometheus. Now I'm on Covenant. And the last one out is Romulus. I think I may have broke down and started watching Romulus too. But I stopped. One day I might have been sitting around and said, Covenant should make you, might be pretty good. Like, maybe that's a little less than halfway through. But anyhow, I really like the way those, that series is shot, the technology of it. The alien, not so much. I always seem to be questioning the alien. But I guess I'm sure it's explained how, like a matter of minutes, it can go from infecting somebody to being a full-blown another creature. And for that to happen, it seems like that would take hundreds of thousands of times. Millions of years has developed that, unless they're engineered or something, I don't know. And the alien monster, the actual graphics of it, does get very good at certain points. Certain points it's like very, very good. And at certain points it looks corny. Some of that stuff in there is like, woo, that's good stuff. Like when a couple of times it birthed out of a human and the way it kind of flopped around and was bloody. It really looked like a birth. And then when it, obviously got up and started running around immediately after birth, after like 2 hours of being inside that person or so. And that's the part that kind of got me going there. But what can you say? It is what it is. I don't know what you see, or if you can see. Feel good. Feel good. I feel good. This dude got it set up. I don't know if you can see it or not, but he does. Motorcycle, nice ass tent. Wonder if he can hook that up and pull it. Pack all that up on that cart and pull it. Who knows? Does anybody really know? Does any of us like really, really know? Do we really even care? I think that's gotta be the bigger question. We know, but how much do we really care about what we know? Yeah, I'm just talking because I had an audience. But I think I might have stumbled on something. How much of what we know do we actually care about? Some of it we can't be caring about. It's not practical to care about everything. Some stuff we want to put to the side and not have to think about all the time. Take for granted. Concentrate on more important things, more relevant, pertinent things. So I'm saying, well, that's not all I'm saying. It's never all I'm saying, because it's always something else I'm saying. That's the whole point of saying it, for there always to be something else to be saying. Maybe that's why they call it saying. Very well could be. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. See how that works? I'm just saying. All right, now I'm babbling. Feel pretty good on Monday. Nice sunny day out here. You know. I think you do. I always say, you know, I'm done. You can tell when I start saying, you know. A lot of political propaganda out here in this country. It's like trendy to be in certain, to have certain philosophical beliefs and certain attitudes towards politics. It's like the cool thing to do in a bunch of cases. Yeah, where I come from, where I live at mostly, overwhelmingly mostly, is hating Trump. I had to wait till I walked by that guy. You see me do that? See, I waited till somebody walked by before I said hating Trump. Why did I do that? Anyway, I'm done. It's enough. It's enough. Swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in the universe that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.